Account 3. In order to register, Sanne and Sjoerd had to go to the administrative building of the city of Ghent at 7 in the morning. When they arrived at the glass entrance hall, it was filled with people. In the middle of the space there was a small tree with benches around it, and on the left there were 6 small desks, with behind them several walls of color-coded paper files. Next to this, behind a pillar, there was a machine which was covered by a carton box. There was nobody behind the desks, and everybody was still waiting patiently, so they did so too. After about half an hour, a security guard took the carton box off the machine, and at that same moment, everybody in the room lifted and ran towards the device, which turned out to be a ticket dispenser. Sjoerd felt too anxious to start a fight over the tickets, so he got in line behind the 20 or so arguing people. After they got their numbers, Sanne and Sjoerd sat down again near the tree. At this moment, the desks were opened by several ladies, who started receiving the people with the lowest numbers. It soon became clear that most of the people in the room belonged to one Roma family, and whenever there was a family member at one of the desks, the whole family stood around to interfere with the procedure. Because of this meddling in, most of the registrations took about half an hour. By the time Sjoerd and Sanne's number appeared on the LED screen, it was 3 hours later. Sanne had no problems to register since she was enrolling as a student, but Sjoerd was told to find a job within 3 months, otherwise he would have to leave the country. He tried to explain the irritated lady behind the desk that he did have a job, since he was an artist, but the woman did not consider this to be a profession. He was told to come back within 3 months to show a contract, and he had to pay for the registration procedure.